Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. It is game three tonight at the Amerant Bank Arena. If you're not lucky enough to have tickets, you can certainly watch the game at Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park. If you are lucky enough to have tickets, make sure you stop by Funky Buddha right there across from Pantherland at the Amerant Bank Arena. Funky Buddha is turning 12, and you can celebrate 12 years of Funky Buddha in Oakland Park with a free all-day anniversary bash at the brewery Saturday, June 21st, starting at noon. It is going to be a huge celebration, and you can get all the details at funkybuddha.com. We had mentioned in the 2 o'clock hour, Crowder had a memorial service for his father at Funky Yes. Buddha, the barrel room on Saturday. And I imagine it was probably a perfect celebration. I'm sorry I couldn't be there because I'm in Jersey, but I'm imagining it was a perfect celebration for Randy.
Oh, man, it was awesome. Everybody enjoyed it. It was just Ryan and Casey. They do it right back there. I would tell you, if you're doing any events, because think about it, this was the funeral, really. It was a memorial because Randy was like, don't put me in on no box and let people stare at me and cry. So we had the memorial, but Funky Buddha, man, the food was amazing. They laid it out. The service was off the chain. The tech team, because we had videos we had to play. We had music we had to play. They have a tech team that's amazing. If you are doing an event, get the barrel room. Reserve it, I'm sure. I know they have a bunch of events back there, but Funky Buddha does events right. That barrel room is awesome. Ping pong tables, cornhole, whatever you ask is back there in that room. You can set it up. Everybody had an amazing time. So thank you, Funky Buddha, and we set Randy off right. And he bought everybody a drink. So one drink on Randy, and they had, wow, man, Hawk, they might have had 20 taps back there of different Funky Buddha Brewery beer. It was the best time, and Asia drove home because I enjoyed the taps.
Did you get emotional? I wasn't there. Did you get emotional talking about your dad?
Solana was there. I my voice cracked at the end. I think I did well for about 30, because I had to go up 3 or 4 different times. I was emceeing it kind of. I was the captain of ceremony, whatever.
Master of ceremony.
Master of ceremony. So I did well when I was just introducing people, but it was my turn to talk at the end. Them last 15 seconds, I sound like an 11-year-old girl.
Nah, no joke, Hawk. It was very well done. Crowder crushed it as the MC because you made everybody you set the tone properly, which was, hey, this is sad, but we want everybody to celebrate my father's life and not be here and just be kind of miserable about the fact that he passed. So I thought you did such a great job at doing that, and you made everybody who was coming up to talk about your dad feel comfortable enough to be in that setting to do it. So it really was a beautiful ceremony. And the video tribute at the end that I know Asia helped you put together was, it was tear-jerking. It really was. And, Hawk, Crowder's comments at the very end moved me because you talk about, hey, like be somebody who is a light in this world, and that's what your father was. And the one or two opportunities I got to meet your dad, that's what I got from those experiences too, where he pulled me aside when I met him at your birthday, and he's like, hey, toughen up, kid, you know. Like and like that's my memory of him. So it was very, very well done.
Well, I would like to say publicly that when I do pass, I want everyone to be miserable and crying. I don't want any jokes. I don't want anybody celebrating. I don't want to put a happy spin on it. I want you to all feel it. I mean, from the deep depths of your soul for as long as humanly possible. All right? So just let that be known.
You and Randy are so different. This is true, too. But I'm about to say, I think I've said it before. Like, in his will, he said have as many parties as you can. So we did South Florida. We're doing Tampa later this year. And then we're doing Farrell, Pennsylvania, the town we grew up in. He is the king of Farrell. Everybody up there loves him. His family still lives there. Our family still lives there. We're getting him cremated. He's actually already cremated late last week. Put me into a reef and drop me on somewhere you can fish for the rest of your life, and you can show those coordinates to my great-great-grandchildren. They can know Papa's right there fishing with them on this wreck.
That's cool. Okay, goosebumps.
I already got the wreck picked out. I already got the company that's going to put his ashes into the cement and make the reef, and we're going to drive it out as a family and drop it on the reef so we can always fish on top of Randy's remains.
Wow.
Pretty cool as hell. No. I'm gonna get my remains put next to his whenever I die, probably in a year and a half, 2 years.
I want scowling pictures.
I got Steph to shrug his shoulders. What did you just say?
I want scowling pictures of me all over the place of work. I want laughter banned from the show for minimum of 5 years. And every segment starts with another memorial to me, even if you think you're getting sick of it. Just different approaches. Different approaches.
I'm talking, Hawk. Put me on the list.
Oh, you're talking, but I'm all talking. Miserable. All you can't even get a sentence out.
How do you feel about bright orange Reese's T-shirts at your memorial?
It was beautiful.
I want to be buried in a bright orange Reese's peanut butter cup T-shirt. The ultimate troll job. I want Barry to come see my open casket, and I'm in a bright orange Reese's peanut butter cup shirt, and I got one final laugh.
Barry said, I'm a little underdressed, huh? Barry, maybe. Maybe.
Crowder, Solana, Appel, they're at the Amerant Bank Arena today, courtesy of Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out when it's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Let's look at the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour headlines. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
We have a drop that's like Hawk telling Dan Day or Jimmy to put your ashes on red at the
red 23,
which is just very
Jimmy, can you call the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino and see if they'll put hot
Jimmy, call the Hard Rock, find out how much ashes would pay if the number did hit. Jimmy, call Panera and find out if they normally do something special for the Sip Club on your birthday.
You sit at the roulette table with Hawk. He will have 47 chips surrounding 23 with 20 more piled up in the middle of it. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Fun as hell,
isn't
it?
Not a good way to play roulette.
I don't know, but I always have to trail him because he's so confident. I got to get with him.
All right. So here's your updates ahead of game three.
What do you mean that's not the proper way to play roulette, Appel? What do you do? Put one chip on all 36 numbers and then lose money on every roll?
You take one of the intervals, like 1 to 12, and then whatever the last one is, the 36. You pick a color, you pick a number.
Oh, yeah, that's what I want. I want to be paid one for one or one for two.
Do you want to win?
Hey, Huck, on all the roulette tables we set out, how many people said interval while we're sitting there?
Let me get the red chips.
Range?
I'm playing
was range the word I was looking for?
I'm playing intervals.
I'm playing intervals.
Perhaps range? You'd be a little more comfortable at this table over here, sir. This table's for fun. We're having fun at this table. Intervals is right down there behind the penny
slot.
I
like making money.
I'm playing intervals today.
Sip club.
I didn't know what that was. I just heard you yell it. That's why I said it.
Well, the last time Doug was on with us, it was a whole big thing about how he belongs to the Panera Sip Club. I was curious. Important question. Game 3 of the Stanley Cup. Yeah. Doug's birthday.
You know, Doug's 40.
I didn't want to ask him because he didn't seem like the kind of guy that would want to share that.
I joked, and he ended up telling me. I didn't want to ask him either. I was like, man, 30 looks good. He was like, no, man, I'm 40. I was like, damn, yeah. You don't look 40. He don't look 40.
Look great. Look
he
great.
Looks good.
Looks like he's 27.
You look older than him. You're aging like a banana, bro.
I look older than everyone
bro,
else
last 6 years,
on this show.
Bro, you have aged 10 years in 6 years.
I almost just said F you, man. I'm at the point where, bro, I'm turning into hat guy, not because I want to be hat guy. My hair is going, man. Like
you had a wisp the other day. I saw it. It was on one of our videos. You had a wisp.
Hold on. I got to take off my headphones.
Oh, man.
I have just a missing patch here. Like,
yeah, you're breaking down.
Crazy, man.
But yeah, I want to say that if you pass, or poor you. Yeah. Appel and I are playing intervals with our hair.
What's it like being follically challenged, though, Hawk and Appel? I mean, seriously, what's it like? Will I fill in?
You know why? You know why it's terrible? Because people who have hair don't realize how good they have it. That's what's the most annoying thing about it. You know, they walk around like it's no big deal or whatever, and you don't know how good you have it till it's gone.
Yeah, Solana. It's curtains for you, bro.
Man.
I'm going to say that at your memorial if you're to pass early. I'm going to say, well, we all know he aged like a banana.
He's just over for Solana. He got a weird little body. Yeah, man.
Look at this. GR's here, Hawk.
No,
GR.
Ah, that's
and,
your guy.
Andy Slater's here. I mean, as you'd say, it's the who's who.
Or the who. Oh, that's Slater behind Crowder. Yeah, yeah. I just saw him when he leaned over.
Yeah.
Some hoo-ha going around here right now.
A lot of hoo-ha.
All right. So here's the updates on tonight's game 3. Puck drops scheduled for 8. It'll be around 8:20-ish. AJ Greer is back for the Florida Panthers tonight. That is good news. And still waiting to see if Ryan Nugent Hopkins is going to play or not. He's a game time decision. If he cannot skate, then it'll be Jeff Skinner in his place. Crowder and I both learned in the 2 o'clock hour that there are two guys named Skinner on the Oilers team.
A couple other things. If you're going to the game tonight, DJ Khaled is performing in arena prior to the game and at the first intermission. And Andy Slater, who you mentioned, he tweeted out earlier that it'll be Bam Adebayo banging the drum before the game.
The captain. Do they try to keep that a secret, by the way? The Panthers before, like, they do the big reveal later?
Strategic leaks. Right, you want to build some kind of buzz for it. So you get strategic leaks.
I don't know. I mean, do they really? I don't. Do they try to keep it a secret? I mean, I don't know. I mean, they don't even show it nationally, right?
Unless it's Keith Yandel banging on the Paul Bissonnette shirt.
Well, because it was TNT.
Yeah.
Or Jack Nicklaus.
Does it encourage ticket sales? This is the Stanley Cup final.
Well, I'm staying. Now that I know it's Bam, I'm staying.
You're lying.
Just for the drum.
I'm leaving because it's Bam.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, we talked about on Friday and maybe on Thursday, NBA Finals, there was a lack of representation that it was the NBA Finals. Remember they used to do the big trophy, Crowder, in center court? They used to have in cursive the finals on the floor, and people were very upset after game one that there was no trophy, there was nothing on the court anywhere to really indicate that you're watching an NBA Finals. People took issue with that. So, game two last night, the broadcast superimposes these little Larry O'Brien trophies on the court. And then they were gone in the second quarter. And then in the third quarter, it said the finals. And then at different times, the Larry O'Brien trophies were back. So it seems like Adam Silver just got on the phones. He's working the phones the whole time. And he's just telling the producers what to do based on reaction from social media. It really did feel that way.
People care about the trophies on the court?
I care.
Just didn't look – it didn't have any pageantry. It felt like a typical nationally televised basketball game. There was no pageantry. But they tried to recapture the pageantry that they were missing with clip art.
I should have asked Solana. Remember how well he did with the Super Bowl logo back in February for the show?
Oh, when he made our show our show broadcast logo.
DM Adam Silver. You're the man for this job.
Listen, man, they basically used Canva to put those Larry O'Brien trophies on that court. So could do a little bit better than that.
Clippy from ClipArt. Clippy from Microsoft Word.
Los Marlins are in action tonight. They're playing the Piratas from Pittsburgh. They're on the road. They open up a 3-game trip in Pittsburgh. They're playing 6 consecutive on the road. They'll be in the nation's capital at the end of the week tonight. First pitch is at 6:40, and our old friend Yuri Perez is on the. I guess it's Yuri Perez, right?
Yuri Perez.
Yeah, it's really. I know how to say Perez.
Very exciting that he's back.
Yeah, he was injured though. He ain't
Tommy John.
Bad. Yeah, that was stuff.
He was pitching for the Jumbo Shrimp, was he not?
Yeah,
he was. He was teammates with Merv Papa.
Probably Merv is probably
called me Merv Papa.
Merv has probably taught him a thing or two on the mound from his days.
Teach him a damn thing,
Duke.
Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp off tonight.
Big series starts tomorrow, huh?
They do have a big series starting tomorrow.
They playing the Red Wings? Didn't we talk about that on Friday?
Let's see here. That's the Rochester team?
Rochester, yeah.
Sounds right.
Let's see. Got the Jumbo Shrimp. And, Rochester.
All right.
Yeah, it starts tomorrow. 6:45. And they're going to play Rochester for 6 straight games.
Yeah.
All the way through Sunday.
Nothing like a 6-game series in AAA baseball, man.
Then they begin a 6-game set against Syracuse.
The Mets.
And then they end the month against Nas. How about that?
That's, yeah. Yeah, Nas.
All you get is one mic.
Illmatic.
Savannah Bananas could beat them.
Nas?
All these teams.
I saw the Savannah Bananas.
Did you see how many they drew over the weekend?
Crazy.
150,000 fans.
I told y'all, you know me, I made fun of them. Then I went and watched them live, and I came back with a whole different approach to Savannah Banana.
I mean, you're telling the story in a very Crowder-like fashion. You made fun of them. Yeah. Then you got hired by them from the pivot, and now you love them. That's really how the story went.
You always talk about economics and all that stuff. I'm just talking about appreciation and love. I'm a lover.
I'm not necessarily certain that you appreciated the Savannah Bananas as much as you appreciated the check.
The check spent.
We talked about this earlier, but Carlos Alcaraz, he beat Yannick Sinner. Maybe the best men's final at Roland Garros in a very, very long time. Certainly over the past couple years. Down two sets to none, facing a triple championship point. Was able to hold that off, come back, win two straight sets, then get the title in a breaker. And then Coco Gauff from South Florida, she wins the French Open final as well at Roland Garros. She defeats world number one Aryna Sabalenka. I know we talked about it earlier. Any of you see, though, so the trophy that they win at Roland Garros, they're holding it up, they're taking the pictures. Coco Gauff proceeds to show everybody on a plane ride home what trophy she gets to take home with her. And when I tell you the trophy that she's holding on the clay at Roland Garros is this massive trophy, looks heavy. The trophy she has in her hand on the flight home, it fits in the palm of her hand.
Hmm.
Like the, but isn't that like the Stanley Cup? You win the Stanley Cup, you don't get the Stanley Cup. I don't know what they get. They get a medal or something?
What do you mean? Matthew Tkachuk was swimming in the Atlantic with the Stanley.
You get alone the real Stanley Cup. But like now, as we're saying, if we go to Tkachuk's house right now, he probably got a little water bottle size something on his nightstand.
I think he gets the Zamboni nachos holder that they have at the arena.
Yeah, even if you win, like you win the players that win the Super Bowl, they don't get the Vince Lombardi trophy. They get a ring.
They get a ring.
Right, but
so wait, the trophy that's in the team facilities, that's the replica one, or is that they just make different versions of it?
No, that's the real one. Like there's a real Vince Lombardi.
They make a new one every year.
What's that? Yes. Got they it. Get a new year. But Stanley Cup, they add the layers on all that stuff. But I actually love the Stanley Cup approach to it.
But the Florida Panthers have, whatever, 50 members of their organization who win the cup.
Yeah.
And they get to keep that the real Stanley Cup for at least a couple weeks, right? Because I saw Roberto Luongo eating spaghetti meatballs out of it at an Italian restaurant.
Each player
the
gets
best meal to get in an Italian restaurant, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, you get it. You get to play with it, and then you get your little tiny replica.
Whatever. It's just ridiculous. The Roland Garros.
Okay, want special treatment for Coco Gauff. We get it.
Oh, that's right.
If Maria Sharapova had won it, I guarantee. Your weather from the Domestic and Dover Law Firm.
It didn't hurt.
Hey, GR and Andy Slater must be thinking to themselves, what the hell is going on in this show, man?
The both of them just looked over here, shrugged, and mortified.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. Partly cloudy in South Florida. Actually, not a cloud in the sky, man. Like 88 degrees right now. Gorgeous afternoon. That is your weather.
All right, George Richards is going to join us in a second. I want to remind everybody again that Solana is going to be at Carolina Ale House in Weston Wednesday, June 18th, 5 p.m. for a World Cup, Club World Cup watch party. He's going to be giving away tickets every 30 minutes to see Inter Miami play in the Club World Cup at Hard Rock Stadium on June 23rd. Again, Carolina Ale House. June 18th, Wednesday, June 18th, Solana will be there. And if you want to win those tickets, you come on out and join him. He's going to give away Club World Cup tickets every 30 minutes. You can get info at WQAM.com. It's the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. George Richards is at the Amerant Bank Arena with Crowder and Solana and Appel. He will join us in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I want you to bet my ashes on red at Planet Hollywood at the roulette table.
Hawk and Crowder.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. If you're going to the game, you get yourself a little Funky Buddha across from Pantherland. And if you're not lucky enough to have a ticket tonight to the Amerant Bank Arena, you can watch the game at Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. Either way, you will be having some fun. George Richards is with the fellas there at the Amerant Bank Arena. George has been covering the Panthers for many years. You can read his coverage at floridahockeynow.com. And we'll start, since we have limited time before the show ends, we'll start with the prevailing question of the day, which is, hey, we've seen two games. They seem to be pretty evenly matched. Should we expect anything different tonight?
No. Hey, Hawk, how are you? I hear you got a new jersey today or something, right? Or did I get that story wrong?
I'm ready for the Devil series. Is that
they'll be up there next week. They'll be up in Jersey. Yeah, man, could this series be any tighter? I mean, you look at not only the games, but look at the numbers. I mean, this has been as tight a series as anybody could hope for, and, you know, it's been an instant classic. These first two games have just been unbelievable.
And Joe, are they wearing them down? Because that's what we heard. You bring it up about opponents are playing. Are they wearing them down? Because they damn near played two. Game two was two full games. Is it happening like it should happen? Because there was 16 goals already scored in these first two.
We talked to Paul Maurice a little bit about that. You look at the defense and you'd look at the scores and say, these guys aren't playing defense at all. But these are just two great offensive teams. And the Panthers have to hope that they're wearing them down, right? Because it doesn't start instantly. It's a seven-game series. You hope as things go on, you wear the guys down. We saw it in Toronto. Toronto was out hitting Florida in the first couple games of that series, and then things flipped. Toronto couldn't play that game the entire way. Edmonton now knows what they're in for, and they had to go through it last year. Edmonton looked like in game one they turned the tables on Florida, right? I mean, Edmonton was playing the physical, the aggressor. They looked like the Vegas Golden Knights in game one, not as much in game two. So maybe to your point, it's starting to work for Florida. But listen, Florida had to do the 5.5-6 hour flight to Edmonton before game one. Now Edmonton had to come here. So we'll see what happens if they got their sea legs under them, if they went to the beach yesterday, who knows. But it should be a really good one tonight.
Is it fair to say that the first line of the Florida Panthers has not produced the way you expect the first line to do so? And specifically, I guess I'm pinpointing on Barkov and Reinhardt.
Yeah, offensively.
Right, offensively. Yeah. But is it fair to say that they not that they've been neutralized, but they haven't had the production because of what they're dealing with in Dreisaitl and McDavid? Is that it, though?
Well, Dreisaitl and McDavid have kind of been neutralized, right? They've got their, you know, I mean, Dreisaitl had the two goals, but the one that the one game one with was on a power play.
Yeah.
His other goal was on a power play from McDavid. That was with Bennett in the box or, you know. So, no, I think if Paul Maurice was asked about that today. He was asked about, what do you think about Barkov? And he goes, well, we're going to trade him.
Yeah.
You know, no, those two guys, Barkov and Reinhardt, yeah, you really want them to play some off. You get some offensive production. But they have been neutralizing the McDavids and the Dreisaitl, at least thus far. Dreisaitl, don't forget, last year, seven-game series, zero goals. He's got three right now. But two were off just absolute phenomenal passes from Connor McDavid. The other was off a breakaway on a breakdown. That was his first goal in game one. I think Sasha Barkov and Sam Reinhart are doing exactly what the Panthers have put the game plan in place to do.
GR, thanks for being here. Question for you.
You got it.
So earlier today,
he's starting the GR now.
The GR thing.
He's known as GR for as long as I've known him.
It's a thing. It's a thing.
So earlier I made the comparison of Jaromir Jagr when he was here playing with Barkov and Huberdeau, and how those guys kind of rose to a different level after they played with Jagr. Do you kind of see some of those same similarities with Marchand playing with Lundell and Lusarainen?
Yeah, I think I agreed with that because you look that goal Barkov had in the Carolina series where he came around. It might have been Toronto where he came around the net and found Reinhart right in front or whoever.
Verhaeghe goal, that was the winner in the Hurricanes.
That was all from Jaromir Jagr and what Jagr taught. Yeah, these young guys. Listen, Anton Lundell and Etu Lusterainen are very, very good NHL players in their own right. But like what Paul Maurice said, as soon as Brad Marchand got with them, now they're all yapping, they're all having a good time. Brad Marchand's teaching a lot of guys about a lot of things. He's 37 years old. Like Barkov said the other day, he's an old man. But look at him go, right? I mean, he's got three goals in this series. He's got the two breakaway goals in game two. Takes the guys out to Dairy Queen. He's teaching them all kinds of life lessons. And, yeah, I mean, he's been nothing but good for Lusterainen and Anton Lundell.
And, George, the stats, because now, as you know, I'm talking about the Panthers and this series a lot on TV. The team that wins the third game when it's 1-1, they win 77% of the time in the series. Okay. Is this a gigantic game tonight? Because just like it happened up there, they lost game one, they won game two. If they lose game three, they can win game four.
Yeah.
Now it's 2-2. Is this a big game tonight? First time on home ice in the Stanley Cup Final.
I think it's big just from the perception point that Florida's not really good at home right now, right? They're 4-3 in these playoffs. The last game here was 2 weeks ago, and they got shut out by the Carolina Hurricanes. They were looking to close that thing out. We were here talking sweep, right?
Yeah.
And then that didn't happen. So Florida hasn't been very good at home. There's, you know, I think it's more circumstance than coincidence. Every time Florida came home, they were already up big in a series. They had already done their business on the road. This is a different story. This is a 1-1 split. Florida knows how important this is. It is a big game. Every single game in the Stanley Cup Finals is a big game just because you don't know where the momentum's going to lead. Edmonton's going to feel pretty good. If Edmonton wins tonight, they just got home ice back. But if Edmonton wins game four, they just got home ice back. And if Florida wins both, they're going to Edmonton up 3-1. So there are a lot of things going around, but absolutely, every game is big. There are no middle games. There are no throwaway games. Unless, like game four last year, Florida was up 3-0. They lose 8-1, and it was like, that's fine. But then you let them get to game five, and now you're in a little bit of trouble.
Game six. And
yeah.
Were both teams feeling the same after the series, after the first two games ended in Edmonton? Are the Panthers thrilled that they're coming home 1-1, that they stole a game? Is Edmonton despondent that they didn't hold home ice? Like, what is the mindset? Is it dramatically different than anyone expected?
You wouldn't think so, right? Because I don't think Florida cares, right? They've been here, done that before. They certainly would be despondent down 0-2. This is not these aren't the Toronto Maple Leafs. You don't go 0-2 against Edmonton and pull out four wins in five games. Coming back 1-1 is huge for Florida. Florida could be up 2-0 in this series. Florida didn't play very good in the third and overtime of game one, and still were a fluky bounce away from being up 1-0. Edmonton, same. They could be up 2-0 in this series, and it's 1-1. I think it's fair. Like Paul Maurice said, it's fair. It's fair that it's 1-1 because neither team has dominated. If one team was up 2-0, you'd say, yeah, that doesn't look right to me. But both teams have been so close. How is one up 2-0? So 1-1 seems right. But we don't know what the headspace Edmonton is in, right? They've already been here and lost to the Panthers. We don't know the pressure they're under. This is like the Dolphins going to the Super Bowl, what the pressure would be on down here for the Miami Dolphins going to the Super Bowl. That's what Edmonton's dealing
that's
with.
That's a good joke, though, GR.
Well, that's what the Oilers are dealing with up there. It's all or nothing for these guys. It's been since, 2000 or whatever, since they've won it. not 1972, 73, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Anywho, the Dolphins, football. GR, we talk about different stuff on this show, and I thought I'd throw out football. It's a game that we play.
Tua is the only quarterback in the NFL to have a 100 or better passer rating the last three seasons, I'm just saying.
I heard you were a Tua hater.
No. Solana's a Tua hater.
Oh,
I love Tua.
Oh, Solana's the
hates Tua.
I love Tua. I hate Tua.
We all love Tua.
GR, he's lying to your face.
When he's healthy.
He's a lefty.
Mm.
Inside knowledge.
Speaking of lefties, Nate Schmidt also has thrown a few good passes so far for us.
Yes, he has.
In this series.
He's been whipping it around.
How good has he been? Because we talk about Panthers depth all the time, and you think the third and fourth lines, how good they've been, and obviously what Bennett, Kachuk, and Verhage have done there.
Yeah.
But Nate Schmidt, filling the hole that Oliver Ekman-Larsson left,
right.
You can't ask for much more than what they've got.
You really can't, because you look at it. I mean, and another guy, Oliver Ekman-Larsson, run out of Vancouver. Healthy scratch, big contract, gets bought out. Biggest buyout in NHL history, lands in South Florida with the Panthers. His career's right back on track. Nate Schmidt, he was scratched 20 times last year by Winnipeg, including two playoff games. And here he is in the Stanley Cup final and playing a huge role for the Panthers. He's only missed two games. One opening night, they didn't play him. And then one night he got hit by a puck, he was out. He has completely turned his career around by 1 year in South Florida. Will he stay? I don't know. It doesn't matter right now. But, yeah, Nate Schmidt has been an absolute gem of an addition. He's made some mistakes here and there, but he's been a great addition for Florida.
George Richards, FloridaHockeyNow.com. I had to wave off Appel. Appel wanted to ask another late question. I had to wave him off. You had a follow-up on Nate Schmidt? I just got to hear it. What was the follow-up?
Well, I was going to say, this used to be a place where older guys in the league come to finish their careers and retire. Now they come here to reclaim themselves, and it's interesting how this franchise
So you
around.
Just wanted to add your Zip own Club. Thoughts to it. You had nothing for Zip George.
You know he wears 88 for Mad Dog, right?
Russo?
Really? Mad Dog, no. I'm just kidding.
Oh, how the hell does he?
He doesn't know about Jim no Jim. I was in the key
set. I got the Russo joke. I thought that was funny.
That was a good one.
George Richards, read his work, FloridaHockeyNow.com. We appreciate your time, George.
Good talking to
we
you all.
Wrap up
Have a good time here at the hockey games. Have fun in Pennsylvania.
Here. I will be watching the game on the couch on the Jersey Shore whilst playing roulette and
they make good
eating
sandwiches.
Some Royal Farms fried chicken. That's my night tonight.
Jersey Mike's?
Yeah. Before we get out of here for the evening, I want to tell you about my good friends and the award-winning team at Doral Volkswagen. And right now you can select from a huge inventory of new Volkswagen models like the Atlas, T1, and Taos. They have the perfect new Volkswagen for you in stock and ready for immediate delivery. With competitive financing and flexible lease options, you'll get the best deal at Doral Volkswagen. Nobody sells for less. That is Doral Volkswagen. Thank you, Steph, our on-site engineer. Appreciate all your help. And appreciate Jimmy back in the studio in Miami. You did a phenomenal job, Jimmy. And Crowder and Solana and Appel holding it down there at the Amerant Bank Arena. You're going to get Larry Bluestein tonight coming up after us. Then 7:30, you will get Panthers pregame with Doug Plagans and puck drop a little bit after 8 o'clock. You will hear it all here on 560 QAM. Everybody, have a great and safe Monday night. Go Panthers. Go Marlins. And we will speak with you mañana.
Sip Club.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.